Now we come to understanding message presentation. So this is how you present your message. So message presentation is an important part that one need to understand whether it has a two part, the creativity and the appeal. So we will study them as briefly as this thing, but comprehensive enough so that you get an idea. So message structure is what? Message structure means how the overall structuring of the messages happen. So it has a content and then it has a structure. Structure which is going to help you to see how the picture, text, balance, etc. It enables the overall conclusion about what solution that you are offering that is relevant to the consumers, okay, or not. The way you present the creative argument or the creative way to solution, that customer will decode the way you want it to decode it. So that's another aspect, very powerful, very critical aspects. So message format means the word format means the setting, organization, structure and style of the ad. So that's the structure or the format, so to say, of the advertisement. So there's a creative format is the first part, the message format, the message, how the message is format takes care of the content and the strategy of communication. So it has to have the content which is aligned with the communication goal or the objective. So what is it supposed to influence and whether that communication is influencing that or not. It is characteristics by the type of media vehicle. So media vehicle definitely decides your message strategy and the message content, so to say. Print, then you can have many aspects covered. If you are using, say, digital, then maybe digital can only help you with certain part of your message communication, etc. Your format makes your advertising appeal stand out. So what is important is the format, which is what is going to overall representation, which is a mix of the message format and the word format. So overall textual part of it, when they are structured together with the picture or representative aspects of it or emotional connect that you bring in, that makes your appeal stand out. So appeal is also now a perspective. The format is how this two things coming together and structured and presented is a format. Now format has one aspects which needs to be understood, and that is a relevance to even the other two aspects. So what is an appeal by which you are trying to create a window or open the door at the customer end so that your message is received? That's what is very important for you to know. So that's an appeal part. So we were supposed to understand one is the centrality or a complementary approach, so that overall the message structure, so content part we have understood. Second, now we are getting into understanding the appeal part. Okay, so what is advertising appeal? Current state of customer mind and your desired state that you expect in the consumer's mind should match. Only then the brand will have an impact. Okay, so now how do you do this, Yanis? So there is a appeal. When you say appeal is your route to enter in the mind of the consumers. Only when your appeal rightly connects with the customer current state of mind, he will get into looking at you. He will get into looking at reading you. He will get into looking at the solution that you offer. So that's a part that we are going to understand a little better. The first aspect in this framework is to understand human need. Human need is the primary this thing. You know, that is what drives, because human need compels us to see the solution. I'm tired of going to and fro, you know, every day to my place of work. Then the cycle came in. Yeah, the cycle is, you know, exposing me to the weather condition. That's where the car came in. Or yeah, it is too slow. So that's where the scooter and the bikes came in. It's the need which is a primary driver for any motivation. And that needs to be understood. So the need has to be triggered. Need has to be triggered. So that trigger role is being played by the advertising appeal. And there are various kinds of advertising appeal. So one need to get that appeal very well understood. So human need is a basis to appeal. That is what we have earlier understood. So I'm not getting into, you know, detailed understanding. However, appeal can be divided into primary and secondary. Primary is something which is very, very essential for me. Secondary is something which is aiding me, making me productive, something. So food, shelter, clothing, etc. is my primary need. Okay, cycle, bikes, cars, etc. are my secondary need. You know, they are aiding me. Okay, marketeer needs to understand this. Even now, marketeer is to like not understand from the say the customer side as I represented you, but within this, you know, Apple will have to understand primary need is among which kind of customers. So primary need for Apple products, looking at the product, the functionality, etc. You can say it is designed for say designers, advertising people, you know, it is designed that way. College and buying it to show off is a different thing. That's a secondary, this thing. So even marketer has to decide who's your primary target. That will come out of the primary need kisko hai. And the secondary target, that is who may buy, you know, additional things. So that part is to be really understood. The secondary needs are those which are acquired or learned, etc. So I am getting exposed. I am seeing somebody going by a cycle and I am walking by. So I am developing this thing. Or they are like just an add-on. Pani is my primary or the essential need. Thanda pani is my secondary need. Getting a juice or getting a soft drink is all my secondary need. Primary need is I need to quench my thirst. That's a primary need. So this part is very essential. And that's where the buying motives will emerge. So the connect with that is the buying motives. So that's what we are trying to understand, the overall appeal and relation to that. So this is what we have understood earlier. So appeal has that human need as an element. The second is the buying motives. So we are trying to understand that. Buying motive is a place where we came in. So what is the motive? Why I'm looking at this, you know, kind of thing. So the guy who's staying in the hut looks at the chawl people, the comfort, and then therefore his buying motive is I must at least get that comfort. So that's what his motive is, to move into chawl. When he comes to the chawl, he looks at the flat owners, privacy, no need to go for, you know, toilets and all outside in a common toilet, etc. He looks at that way. Therefore, he feels at least I must have a flat. So that's how we move from one motive to the other motive, or higher motive, so to say. There are classifications to this. So primary buying motive and the secondary buying motive. So we need to understand this classifications. It can be further classified in the three main headings. So primary and this thing I have explained to you earlier. Emotional buying motives, rational buying motives, and prestige motives, and a patronage motive. So there are those four classification of the buying motive. Essentially, they are linked with the primary buying motives. So one is emotional, second is the rational, third is a prestige, and fourth is a patronage. Essentially, emotional and rational can be swapped. Rational can be put first and emotional can be put second. So if it is a B2B, then B2B, a business to business guys will consider the rational appeal more valid than the emotional appeal. Rest of the thing, the prestige and patronage motive, they remain. So let's get into this. Emotional buying motives. Emotional buying motives is all to do with the love, affection, the curiosity, the trends, the fashion, the pride that it brings to you, etc. So those are the one. Emotion has a negative, this thing also, fear, you know, scarcity, etc. So those are the emotional things that will connect with you. Rational is all about economy, the utility, the comfort, convenience, security. What is that rational? You know, I can rationalize, so to say. So these are the aspects. Prestige is all about self-image. So what is my image? And am I connected with that? My product, my use will communicate to people. In that, we have studied somewhere the aspects like a self-image I want to portray. So I use product to portray my self-image. So I buy high-end car to portray that I am a successful person. So those are the aspects that needs to come in. Vanity and pride. What is the pride of association, pride of ownership that you see? So that's what, while you're buying a refrigerator, you may not look for pride or a vanity aspect into it. You may just look for a need of you. So multi-free, multi-door, etc. and all. But while you buy a car, which is going to be seen by the others, while you buy a dress, which is going to be seen by the others, and they may ask you, from where did you buy? So I'll say Sabyasachi or, you know, Marks and Spencer. With a different, this thing, then we call a retail, local retailer, we'll have a different impact. So that's what is all about the rationality of it. Patronage, prestige motive, I'm sorry. The patronage is all about what will make you use them, use them again and again, so to say. So service motive, the location, the store loyalty, friendliness of the staff, etc. These are all reasons why people prefer something. Okay, I go there because staff is so friendly, helpful. I go there because I trust them. I go there because their service is excellent, etc. So these are, it is next to me, therefore I often go there. So what is it? Why the customer keeps coming to you again and again? So that needs to be also understood by the advertiser to build or structure its appeal. So now we get into, one hand, we now have understood what is buying motives versus how the advertising appeal can now play the role. So appeal, when it is done rightly, will realize what is unfulfilled in us or what is a solution that is available to us for my ongoing problem. So once that's a role appeal plays. Second role, it provides you a reason, it provides you a motive to fulfill your need. So that being there, you will get into taking the action. So washing is everybody's need, but all probably cannot afford Surf Excel. So that's where the wheel tikiya has come in. So price and economy is an appeal with satisfaction of getting a clean clothes. They show you that collar pe jo laga hua dag, gets cleaned, etc. Surf also does that, but Surf is X rupees per kilo versus the tikiya, 10 rupees, 15 rupees, whatever. So that's what is a difference. Advertising appeal and the advertising message. So how we have earlier understood the buying motive vis-a-vis the appeals, now appeal then the advertising message. This stage determines how the message will be executed, how the message will be formatted or constructed, as I said. So format and appeal go hand in hand. Appeal has a direct connotation with the effectiveness. It's an appeal which will open a window in the mind of the consumer or the door in the mind of the consumer. Appeal will only allow an entry, otherwise consumer will let you go, will not even see your communication. So that's what is a critical aspects. So it's an approach to attract the attention of your consumer by giving them a reason to attend to your communication, because you are offering a solution, you are offering something which is of relevance to them. Appeal forms the core message and an execution. So it's a core to the structure. So like I remember that ceasefire when it came, very small fire extinguisher. They didn't talk about having them in the industrial galas or in the building premise, etc. They straight away hit the household by showing the damage that it causes, the fire causes, and how this, ceasefire, that's one spray and fire is doused, and it is so handy, in-house, accessible, and so they like fear this thing, appeal they've used to capitalize consumer response. And I remember at that point of time, a lot of house started acquiring ceasefire. Later on, the trend has kind of not been so hot, and you don't nowadays again see the ceasefire in everybody's house, but that's what impact they created. So we are trying to understand the appeal and the message related connect. So there are four approaches that one can develop. So your appeal can have a four dimensions, four approaches to this, which is an information or a rational approach to an appeal, emotional approach to an appeal, transformational approach to an appeal, or combining rational and emotional. So there are the four approaches, four appeal classifications, you can say, four ways in which appeal, advertising appeal can be made. So friends, please remember the different ways the question may come, answer is same, and we will study them one by one. So let's study the first type of appeal, nature of appeal, as you say, informational or rational appeals. They are either informing something or they are presenting you a rational picture so that you can determine that it is utilitarian for you. So various types of rational appeal could be. So when I say informational means highest or the Qualcomm, the speediest computer processor in the world, or say they give you it. It's a speed is so many gigahertz per this thing. So that's all informational. Rational, you save 20% power, or you save 20% of gas, or you save 20% of benefit, money, etc. So that's a rational thing. However, there are different subset or sub types of it, as so to say. So first is the competitive advantage appeal. So it's a competitive advantage, mean it will tell you why it is better. No other mobile with the Qualcomm processor or something like that. So it puts you that way. Okay, but only microwave with this feature, etc. So creates that kind of a differentiation. News appeal, Bharat mein pahli baar, that kind of a thing when it says ab naya surf. So it's like a kind of it as if telling you, they are as if releasing a news to you. Product popularity appeal. Scorpio, when that was a brand, that is a product which really opened the market for SUV in India. Tata used to be there, but very low number used to happen. But when Scorpio came, they really opened, first SUV to reach 1 lakh customer milestone. So we kept doing it. First SUV to cross 5 lakh, 10 lakh, that kind of a. So it's a popularity. It shows the popularity. There are many ways you can do the popularity. Ranked as India's number one, kind of high quality performance appeal. So you talk about some quality related criteria or the performance, which could be the result of speed or data loading speed, etc., or a transfer speed or whatever. So that's a performance, economy and low price. Naya wheel ab sirf 10 rupees mein. So that's a kind of, you try to bring the economy to it as well as the low price, this thing. Chale mahina bhar, so that's like an economy you gain. Long life, Amaron, chalta hi jaye. So, or a Duracell, double the power, they tell you. So it's a long life. Scarcity appeal, offer open till stock last. So it's like, they tell you, it is limited. Or first 100 early birds will get this offer, wagera. So they create that, you see in the Naptol and those kind of a television, there are those platforms where they tell you. They try and show you, when the offer is made, there may be 100 products, they show you in the corner. And as they keep demonstrating, you see the number going down, and at the end, they tell you, ab sirf 10 bache hai, abhi order kariye, abhi 9 bache hai, abhi kariye na. It's like the scarcity appeal they try to create. And there are many other rational appeals. So I hope you got the perspective of what is rational appeal. So now we understand what is emotional appeal. Emotional appeal has to do with heart and mind, they play with that part of your life. There can be positive emotional appeal, love, affection, well-being are all positive. Fear, scarcity, anxiety, etc. are sex deprivation or sex related issues, etc. or humor, they are negative appeal. Humor is also put into negative this thing because it is not directly contributing, to it. But overall, it creates a kind of a appeal, emotional appeal. So that's what, say like Happy Dent or something, if you see, Dimag Ki Batti Jala De, they're able to do that, very well. But Happy Dent, they are showing the teeth, whitener, which is the light is reflecting, etc. That has not gone well, though they tried a humor route. So that's what, there can be different types of emotional appeal, positive or negative. Then we come to a stage of transformational appeal. It's a kind of an emotional appeal, but emotional appeal is about the current product in the current state of mind finding an emotional connect. There are other which requires a shift in belief, shift in attitude, and therefore those kind of advertising appeal are the attitude changing or a transformational changing. The only product, try today, with this feature or a flavor, try today. Or it's like when the, say the transformation IP led came, here the mother only was kind of recommending. If you all probably can have a look at the very very first head of an IPL, where the conversation goes something like that, though it was a very shocking in say like our era when it got released, but it's like mother only telling, bhai are ho kya ye liya tune, it's like mother only was encouraging. So it's like a transformation to prevent an unwarranted pregnancy, like the message or the appeal or transformational this thing was to the mother, why you must help your child, that's how, girl child. So that's how the transformational appeal can happen in many ways. Say for example, pregnancy detection kit, how the ad started, and now you see that it is even promoting you, it is even prompting you, that encourage your staff, like they are showing housemaid. So she is saying that why you need a hair, you know, leave for that, you know, use this. Yani, there's a two-way message. Yani, why you also encourage this knowledge, you know, the product awareness among your other who are deprived, they may not be getting this message. So it's a two-way. The transformation has to happen. Sanitary pad. Those ads are also transformational ads, and they are making you to imbibe certain behavior. So that's what rational and emotional appeal combined. So here both aspects are combined to create a strong impact on consumers. I remember Wheel Tikiya One ad, which is a result of this, you know, though not say like mentioned out here, but in which they are showing a woman entering the post office and then depositing money and asking this guy ki ye pahunch jayega na, etc. And then she is thinking ki bhai mere pitaji ko hope sahi waqt par mil jaye. And then it is khatak, you know, it changes to will tikiya ab 10 rupees ki bachat ke saath, or you know, like will carry this message, you know, with this message on imprint, you will get save money, and you will save, I think, some 2 rupees. This was again an old ad, so at that time 2 rupees was a value. So it was like emotionally connecting, wherein they are showing her in that very white sari and all, you know, kind of thing. And simultaneously, khatak, it is giving you a money benefit also. There are maybe other, you know, appeal, moral appeal, teaser advertising. Moral appeal, I remember Mahindra Duro, when they first launched the scooter, their ad was about a guy chasing a motorist who throws the mystery bottle outside the car. So they are making him pick it up. They pick it up and they are conveying a message by be, you know, environment friendly, like teaser ad. You kind of, when this, you see new mobiles are coming, they just come, part of the thing is made visible, or the one feature is communicated, etc. So people get and grow, they get, they wait for it. Yeah. The musical ting ting tiding Britannia, if you see this tune, no, you will come to the Britannia biscuit, will come to your mind. So there are various ways. So that's a other advertising appeal. There's another classification, direct and indirect, that we need to understand. Direct appeals are those which is directly communicating to the consumers what is in it for him. Okay. So it directly tells him that use of this product, it exhibits also that way, how this will satisfy his current need or the problem. So that's a direct appeal. Okay. So nahi tikiya dhuye behtar vagera. So it's like a, they show you exactly. So how vanish. So like they show ke bhai achar dalo, coffee dalo, chai dalo, phir dhuo to bhi ye saaf ho jata hai. So it's a direct appeal. Indirect appeal are those that do not emphasize the human need, but prompts some higher order, satisfaction. So though there may not be need, but it encourages you to acquire. So that kind of, there can be product oriented or a consumer oriented or a combined. So this indirect appeal can be, you can have three sub-classifications about the product-oriented indirect appeals. They may talk about the feature, so they talk about feature reach, ab naye features ke saath, etc. Or a use-oriented, they show the use of that product to you. So that's a use-oriented, and a product comparison. Dusro se kahin guna behtar, or you know, that kind of, or they may even, there was a time when the TV war was hot, they put up tick marks, even air conditioner people have done. They show the tick mark and they kind of compare. So that's a indirect appeal. Consumer oriented also, indirect appeal are classified into something like attitude oriented, wherein you touch a mindset and attitude therein. Like, so Raymond, say for example, always plays with the attitude. You will never, watching them. But it's that complete men, that's what they drive. They have never told ki bhai our trousers are so many, you know, gauge thicker, this thing, or you know, this is why we are better, etc. Or using world's best cotton or whatever, you know, they have never mentioned. But it's like an attitude. They convey that so strongly that you feel like significant group oriented. So like they kind of create a mass appeal that if others are using it, you know, why not you? Yeah, so that's how. Lifestyle, they show you in a very comfortable lifestyle, enjoying things, etc. Or like they kind of a it's a wish to enjoy same lifestyle during your retirement, so buy my this thing. But it's an indirect appeal, okay, by investing in retire fund. Yeah. Subconscious mind, they kind of, so sexual appeals and all are like indirect appeal. They subconsciously impact you. There was an era, and I have gone through doing my marketing learning in those days. Every product, there used to be a girl, for, definitely for sure. Even ballpoint pen used to be communicated by a sexy girl. So that's like, you know, it was like a subconscious appeal. Image-oriented appeal. So they kind of show you that acquisition of this product will how uplift your image. So your social image, etc. So that's a indirect consumer-oriented appeal. So direct appeal and indirect appeal. And we have seen the further classification of direct appeal into three. And consumer-oriented this thing also into this thing. So this is what overall understanding about the advertising appeal. Then comes the last phase, which is execution. Appeal is essentially say the heart of it. Execution is the you can so to say the way you bring life into it. And there has to be a life in the heart, so to say. So that's to do with the entire structuring of your advertising. So do not get confused, both rational and say like emotional appeal. The structure of the ad can be of this type, which could be straight sale or a factual. Give the facts or ask them to acquire for a reason. So that's what is a factual, this thing, or the straight sale. Scientific, it puts you 99% jumps mar de, or you know, that kind of thing. What you've seen is a technical or the evidence based demonstration. They show you how it is making a difference or a comparison. So now this demonstration effect, you can go back to various appeal. So demonstration can effect can be combined with some of the advertising appeal that has been talked about. Comparison, we have understood. Testimonial, they talk, some customers or somebody talking about the benefit that they have spoken, or even the two ladies, mujhe to ye vapar ke safedi itni mili, or something. So it's like a, that's how they formatted. Slice of life, the Moo current ad or the Cadbury, you know, celebration ads, etc. So it's like they take that slice of life from your, you know, this thing, and then they connect you with the product and how it brings. Even look at the Cadbury thank you campaign. So the driver, the milkman, the housemaid. So it's a slice of life that they have captured and they are appealing. Dramatization, they show real dramatization. So if you see, notice recent Bolero Neo, this thing, so that rock falling, etc., you know, dramatized, or they are showing that, you know, upar wo samne wala, you know, mountain, let's scale it, etc. So then they show there you go by Bolero Neo, crisscrossing different terrains, etc. Kind of a dramatization. Humor also is one format of advertising. So advertising appeal and format, when combines, creates the overall creativity. It could be focused at your target group, but target group, it can be kid-led, it can be culture-based, it can be subliminal, which is a psychological, it plays in your mind. So there are various ways the execution can take place. So advertising execution also needed to be understood. So friends, in this chapter, we learned various things about the communication, the way various communication models are. Then we moved on to understanding the various kinds of appeal and the format of that, etc. So I hope you enjoyed this session. Thank you.